and now Performance Enhancement 675. That's one of the most sought-after courses at the Juilliard School in New York City. Juilliard attracts some of the most talented young artists and musicians in the country. Yet this course is not taught by a violin virtuoso or famous conductor. He's a sports psychologist and a former Green Beret. And students line up to take his course because he helps them learn something essential, how to perform under extreme pressure. Here's NPR's Robert Smith.
Something bad is going to happen in class today. And Professor Don Green just wants to warn his students.
No matter what happens in here today, I want you to continue playing, unless we take the instrument out of your hand.
The dozen young musicians sitting in a semicircle around Green don't seem at all fazed. He's been ratcheting up the pressure on them for weeks now. In the last class, they had to perform classical music as their fellow students screamed and made lewd gestures in their faces. Later today in class, he's got something up his sleeve to really throw them off.
What we're going to do is give you about 10 minutes to warm up, okay?
If the class seems like a cross between group therapy and boot camp, it's no coincidence. Green graduated from West Point and did his psychology research on SWAT teams. Since then, he's taught his focusing techniques to Olympic divers and golfers and race car drivers. Green's big insight, though, was that being a world-class musician isn't that different than being an athlete.
Auditions, juries, to get that one job and beat 100 other people, that's pure competition. And these people are very musical, they're very talented, but if they're not trained how to compete, they can't do their best under pressure, and that's what this is all about.
These young people are given hours and hours of musical training, he says. But when it comes to performance, the only advice they usually get is to just relax. And Green says that's completely wrong.
They're supposed to be nervous. I'm counting on them being nervous. I'm counting on that adrenaline being there so they can learn how to use it and channel it for better focus and more power. When everybody else is trying to relax and push the energy down, I want them to stand out and blow the audition panel away with that energy.
After the warm-up, Green scoots his students out into the hall and asks them to come back in, one at a time, to perform. As Alyssa Hendrickson plays, one of Green's assistants picks up a huge wooden plank. He holds it above his head, waiting for a difficult section of music. Then he hurls it at the floor in front of her feet. Her shoulders tense, but she keeps playing. Out in the hall, the other students hear the loud crash. It's almost more scary now that they know what's coming. Anthony Georgeson fingers his bassoon, mentally rehearsing his piece in his head. Like every student in this class, he's here to confront a mental demon.
When it becomes silent and you have an audition, and the next thing that people are going to hear is you, the voice inside your head says, you're going to screw that up. And I have that problem.
The class has taught him a series of strategies, how to recover from mistakes, how to center himself, and most importantly, how to focus, although it was far from natural at first.
I don't know if I'm focused, because when I'm focused, I'm thinking, am I focused? Like, okay, I'm focused. Okay, now, am I focused? Yeah, I think so. Wait, now I am.
Georgeson makes it through the opening of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring without choking on his reed, although it wasn't easy.
You know, your first reaction is to kind of, like, tense up. So I was like, ugh. It was good.
And as they play through the distractions, Professor Green is carefully grading them. Do their eyes stay focused? Does their breathing stay regular? Do their shoulders stay relaxed? After that last plank is dropped, the relieved students take their seats again.
I'm really proud of you guys. What I saw was good focus, no cringing, people staying down. This is the best I've ever seen.
Greg Anderson, a piano student, grins at the compliment. After class, he says that they spend so much time rushing around and practicing at Juilliard that they sometimes ignore the most important thing.
We just forget to think about ourselves and how we work. And just taking, you know, one course in a year to think about that, it can transform, you know, the rest of your life. It can transform the rest of your performances.
Of course, he hasn't seen what Professor Green has planned for the final exam. Students will be asked to play in a recital hall as cell phones ring, music stands get knocked over, off-key music plays in the distance, even a radio will be blaring. But that's not the hardest part.
We stop and do nothing for 45 seconds, but they have to just sit there and wait and wait, and it seems like eternity.
But the benefit for the student is incalculable. As one young man told Professor Green, He can now play with the confidence that whatever goes wrong in his musical career, he's been through much worse in class. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.